So the next bracha is the 13th bracha in the Shemayna Esrei. It's Al HaTzadikim V'Al HaChasidim. So really it's a very strange start to a bracha with the word Al, which means on. If you haven't thought about the taich of the words, so it's a funny thing, Al on the Tzadikim, on the Chasidim, on the Zikne Amcha Beis Yisrael, on the Pleitas Sefreim, on the Geirei HaTzedek, V'Aleinu and on us. What about on us? So really the start of the sentence of this bracha finds itself halfway through the bracha, which is Yemu Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. Yemu Rachamecha means that your rachamim, your compassion, should be aroused Hashem Elokeinu. So that's really in English the start of the sentence. Yemu Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu, your rachamim should be aroused on who? On five different groups. Al HaTzadikim V'Al HaChasidim V'Al Zeknei Amcha Beis Yisrael V'Al Pleitas Sefreihem V'Al Geirei HaTzedek. In addition to those five groups, V'Aleinu and on us. So we're asking for general rachmanis on all groups of Klal Yisrael, but we make specific mention of five of those groups that deserve a special tefillah from us on their behalf, that Hashem takes care of their welfare and has rachmanis on them. So let's go through the taich in these groups. So it starts Al HaTzadikim V'Al HaChasidim. A tzadik is a righteous person, and a chasid is a similar thing. Also, someone who's doing the right thing, someone who's a tzaddik. So what's the exact definition, the chiluk between a tzaddik and a chassid? So the Mefarshim say that tzaddik is a lashon of tzaddik. Tzaddik is someone who's righteous, who's doing the right thing. It means he does all the mitzvahs, stays away from the averas. That's a tzaddik. A chassid is a lashon of chesed. A chesed is more of is a person who's more generous than even a tzaddik. So what does it mean, a person who's more generous? A chesed is someone who goes the extra mile. He's someone who does avodas Hashem lifnim mishuras hadin. Doesn't just do everything to be yotze like the tzaddik may do. He does it with all the hidurim and all the lechatchilas. That's someone who's in the gedder of a chesed. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Ches, which is the perek called Biur Midas HaChasidus, he explains what chasidus is, and he explains that whereas the tzaddik may serve Hashem out of yira, because he's afraid of getting punished, and therefore he makes sure to do all the right things, do all the mitzvahs, and stay away from the averas, a chasid is someone who serves Hashem me'ava. Whenever there's a relationship of ava, so someone usually goes beyond the call of duty. He does things b'chasidus, even lefnim mishuras hadin. If someone loves someone else, he'll try to do something for their benefit, even without a direct request. We hope that that's the case in a marriage. That's the case a lot of times by even a good friend, that when someone asks you to do something, you could do it for him if you're a nice guy, even if he's not such a great friend of yours. But someone who's a good friend, someone who you care very much about, as soon as there's the smallest remez that you understand what they want, so then you'll come through and try to do it. There's a famous expression, Eza hi isha ksheira, sha'oise ratzayin baila. Isha Ksheira is someone who does the ratzon of her husband. The source of this expression is probably from a Tana Devei Elio, which is in Chazal. Tana Devei Elio, Rabba, in Perek Tes, says a lashon that Ein Lecha Isha Ksheira Benashim. There is no level of Isha Ksheira by a woman. Ela Isha Shehi Oisa Ratzayin Baila. A woman that's Oisa Ratzayin Baila. The Tana Devei Elio is discussing there about Ya'el, Eishes Chever Hakeni, the one who killed Sisera, in the story in Sefer Shoftim, which we read in the Haftarah of Parshas Peshalach. But Al Kapanim, it's talking there that she was an Isha Ksheira. And what's an Isha Ksheira? That's Oisa Ratzayin Baila. The Rama in Evan Ha'ezer, at the end of Simon Samach Tes, brings down this Tana Devei Elio. He brings it in the name of the Tana Devei Elio, the Rama in Simon Samach Tes, in Evan Ha'ezer, that this is what a wife is supposed to be. An Isha Ksheira is Oisa Ratzayin Baila. And I once heard a nice taich in Oisa Ratzayin Baila, is that it doesn't mean that she does everything that her husband asks her to do, but she senses with her extra senses the Ratzayin Baila, the desire of her husband, that if her husband has a Ratzan, even if he doesn't say it beferish, but she'll pick up on it, and that's the true Isha Ksheira. That's the way really people should be noyeg towards their parents. There's a limit to how many years where a parent can say, please take out the garbage, please clean the table. After a while, a person should reach the maturity and that level of a relationship with his parents, that the kibud av va'em is in the way that you're doing the ratzon of the parent, that you see what they want, you understand from past experience what they would want, and you do their ratzon. So that's really the difference between a chassid and a tzaddik. A tzaddik does everything that it says. and he won't go against any mitzvah, he won't be over any avera. But a chassid reads, so to speak, between the lines and sees from all different mitzvahs what's the ratzon Hashem, and because of that great ava, as the Mesillas Yesharim explains, because of the great ava to Hashem, he always does lefnim yishur esadin and makes sure to do the mitzvah behidur and always in the lechatchila way. That's the definition between the difference between a chassid and a tzaddik, which comes out really that a chassid is on a higher level than a tzaddik because he's doing something even extra. So we say ala tzaddikim va ala chassidim, on the tzaddikim and on the chassidim, yamu rachamecha, that Hashem's rachmanas should be aroused. We have a special tefillah on behalf of the tzaddikim and the chassidim because we really gain a lot from all the tzaddikim. Sometimes you gain in a direct way, you ask them something in Torah, or you ask them for guidance and advice, but even in an indirect way, the tzaddikim and the chassidim are really ones who protect the world and help give the world bracha. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, in Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Chaf Hei, it says, V'tzaddik yesoid oilam. A tzaddik is a foundation to the world. Sometimes someone who's a real big tzaddik, they call him a tzaddik yisoid olam. It's based on this pasuk, that he's a tzaddik who's the foundation of the world. Because what does that mean, as a foundation of the world? The world exists because of these tzaddikim, and all the good things and all the shefa of bracha that comes into the world is because of these tzaddikim and chassidim. So therefore, when we make a bracha that Hashem should be ma'ar rachmanus on all different special groups in Klal Yisrael, the first that we mention is tzaddikim v'chassidim, that these people deserve a special bracha, that Hashem look out for their welfare and be ma'ar rachmanus on them. Okay, the next group is va'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, which means the elders of your people, amcha beis Yisrael, which is like the family of Klal Yisrael. So Pashat Taich al Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael, we're having a tefillah for the Zikanim. People that are old need extra achmanas, extra tefillahs to help get through situations that are difficult for them physically because of their health and because of their age. But I saw in the Mefarshim that many explain that it's not just a tefillah for the Zikanim. The Rav Yehuda Bar Yochor, who has a Pirushan tefillah, it's a Rebbe of the Ramban, he says here in Shmoneh Esrei that this bracha of this nusach va'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael is actually referring to people who are mismane al hatzibur, people who are appointed to positions of leadership in the Jewish community, not necessarily elders. Elders are usually leaders, so the expression ziknei amcha is a reference to these leaders, but it really means anyone who has a position of leadership in Klal Yisrael, we're davening on their behalf. He says an example, for example, someone who's a designated chazan, a shliach tzibur, to daven all the tefillahs for the tzibur, or a gabai who takes care of the communal matters for the tzibur, someone who's a dayan, a big paisik, he answers shailas and he helps in dinei Torah. These are people who have positions of leadership in Klal Yisrael, and because they assume the responsibility of leadership, they deserve a special tefillah from us that Hashem should give them rachmanus. So in a sense, these people have a maila that a tzaddik and a chassid may not have. Tzaddik and a chassid is an individual who's oivir Hashem with the level of tzidkus or the level of chassidus. But ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, according to the Ribar Yakar, are people who have the responsibility of leadership in the community, and because of that, we daven for them that their oiskim b'tzarchei tzibur be'amuna, so Hashem should pay their schar, like we daven every Shabbos Musaf. So we have a tefillah really every day in Shemayna Esrei, al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, on the leaders of the communities in Klal Yisrael. And the fourth group that we mention is va'al paletas seifreihem. Apoletas seifreihem means the remaining seifrim. Seifrim is referring to the chachamim. Seifreihem means the seifrim of Beis Yisrael, al ziknei amcha Beis Yisrael, and the paletas seifrim of amcha Beis Yisrael, the remaining chachamim. What does this mean? We daven for the chachamim. Again, the Ribar Yochar says, because chachamim, people who are chachmei Torah, can sometimes fall into the category of chaylim in our eyes, even if they're not mamish sick, but they get physically weak, the Torah is matesh as koicham, so we always have to have a special tefillah for the chachamim who are more susceptible to sickness. There's a Gemara in Nedarim, actually, that says, and daf memtes, that we daven today, aktsiri v'amiri, for people who are chaylim and for the rabbanim. And the Mefarshim say over there also says that since the Torah is Matesh's Koicham, so we have to have a special tefillah for the Chachamim that Hashem should continue to help them. And on that Gemara, the Pirush Rashi in Nedarim, which, as we said a number of times, is probably not Rashi, it's called the Mefarish in Nedarim, but he says over there that where do we daven every day Aktsiri for sick people? When we say Roifei Chayil Yama Yisrael, and where do we daven every day Amarii for the Rabbanan? Because we say Va'al Pleitas Seifreihem. That's mamish this nusach here, like the Ribar Yochar is saying. Apleta Seifreim is really a reference to the the Chachamim, the Chachmei HaTorah in each generation. Agav, the Nusach of Soifrim, why don't we just say Apleitas Chachamim? What's Soifrim? Soifer literally means those who count. The spar is to count, those people who count. But this is referring to the Chachamim in general. This is based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Shkolim, in the fifth Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, it's a Yerushalmi that's brought in other places as well, Tyson Kedushin, Daf Lamed brings it, that the Chachamim who transmitted Torah, the Messiahs of Torah, were called often Seifrim. Because the way they used to give it over, in a way that we remember the Halachas, is through numbers, through lists with numbers. Arba Avos Nezikin. Avos Malachos Arbaim Chaser Achas, right? There are four Avos Nezikin, there are 39 Malachos Shabbos. All different Mishnayos that start with numbers. That was what they used to give over Baal Peh, the Torah Sheh Baal Peh. So the Yerushalmi says that the Chachamim Asu Es HaTorah Svurais Svurais. They made the Torah lists with numbers. So Mimela, they got the title called Seifrim. But really it's a general reference to Seifreim, to Chachamim in general, the Chachmei HaTorah in each generation. So we daven for the Tzadikim and the Chasidim, we daven for the Zikanim, which refers to the people who have responsibility of leadership in the community, for Apoleta Seifreim, and on the remaining Chachamim that we have in our generation. Okay, the next group is for Al Geirei HaTzedek. The literal Taich Geirei HaTzedek means the righteous Geirim. The Geirim who are righteous. And why would we call them Geiri HaTzedek? A sincere Geir is called a Geir Tzedek. Why is that? That's La'afuke, a group of insincere Geirim. Sometimes people become Geirim for the wrong reasons. They jump on the bandwagon of Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael is being victorious and having Hatzlacha in a certain Tkufa. That was the story with the Erev Rav, that the Erev Rav from Mitzrayim joined Klal Yisrael, and they ended up being a source of a lot of problems in Klal Yisrael. They were Ma'ir the Cheta Egel, and other complaints to Hashem throughout the Midbar, and all the source of all those problems was the Erev Rav. So we daven for the Geiri HaTzedek. The Geirim is such a special group, so we daven for them, but we mention Geiri HaTzedek as opposed to the insincere Geirim, which if anything add to our problems and don't help us. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the Geirim, the Geiri HaTzedek, are really such a special group. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav, says that in a certain form they really stood on Har Sinai, just like our neshamas were on Har Sinai. Also the Geirim, or the future Geirim in Klal Yisrael, even if people become Geirim in the recent generations, well after Matan Torah, their neshamas in a certain form were there on Matan Torah, on Har Sinai. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos tells us on Kuf Mem Vav. And the Chavetz Chaim used to say that when Hashem offered the Torah to all the different Umay Sa'ilam and they turned it down until Hashem gave the Torah ultimately to Klal Yisrael, the Chavetz Chaim says an amazing thing, that really in the Umay Sa'ilam there were a few Yechidim that wanted the Torah, people who wanted the Torah, but their voices were drowned out by all the thousands of people that didn't want the Torah. So the nation passed up on it, Hashem moved on. But those Yechidim who were not Valibam, who really wanted the Torah back then, it's their descendants who eventually became the Geirim in Klal Yisrael. That the Chavetz Chaim said that these were the people, not just that the Geiri HaTzedek, that their neshamas were on Har Sinai, but really when their nations turned down the offer of Kabbalah HaTorah, they really had wanted it, and they were zoicha that their descendants would come tachas kanfei Hashchina. So this is really a special group, and they deserve a special tefillah from us, even those of us who are not Geirim, to daven va'al Geiri HaTzedek, that Hashem should have Rachmanis on the Geirim, and as we all know, Geirim need a special Rachmanis. It's very hard, it's not easy to get adjusted to a new culture when you leave the life of a guy and come to be a Yid. Any Geirim that we know and come in contact with, they need usually extra chizuk and extra kiruv to bring them in, to make them feel comfortable and to help them adjust smoothly. And therefore, Val Geiri HaTzedek, we daven that Hashem should have special Rachmanis on the Geiri HaTzedek. So after we mention these five special groups in Klal Yisrael, Hashem should have Rachmanis on the Tzadikim and on the Chasidim, on the Zikanim, which means the ones who take care of the community affairs. Va'al Poleta Seifreyem is the Chachamim. Va'al Geiri HaTzedek, and on the people who are sincere Geirim. Then we add Va'aleinu, and on ourselves. On ourselves also, Yemu Narachamecha, or Yemu Rachamecha, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem should arouse His Rachmanis. And the Avodram over here says that why do we throw in Va'aleinu? Even though we may not fit into any of these special groups, we might not be tzaddikim, chasidim, or geirim, or any of these groups, but even so, Hashem should help us and give us rachmanus. And why do we daven about ourselves after all these groups? It could very well be that we're asking v'aleinu, Hashem should have rachmanus on us in the schus of the tzaddikim and the chasidim and all these special groups. Hashem should have rachmanus on these people v'aleinu, and in their schus should have rachmanus on us. So a very interesting thing, the tour, Mamish in the Sefer, in the tour, in Arachayim Simen Kuf Yud Ches, when he goes through the brachas in Shemayin Esrei, he says the bracha of Al HaTzadikim is unique, that it's the only bracha that has every letter in the Aleph Beis, in the bracha. You could look it up inside after to figure it out. All the brachas in the Aleph Beis appear in Al HaTzadikim. What's the remez? Says the tour, because we're asking Hashem, Leman Tzadikim Oiske Torah Secha, because of the Tzadikim that are Isaac in Torah, which is written with these 22 letters, Asei Imanu Chesed. You should do with us Chesed, you should have mercy and be good to us because of the Tzadikim that are Isaac in the Torah that has the 22 letters. Where in this bracha do we ask Hashem to help us B'schus the Tzadikim? So I think it could be that that's the Va'aleinu that we're saying now. Va'aleinu, Hashem should have Rachmanus on us B'schus al HaTzadikim v'al HaChasidim, B'schus these people who are Isaac in the Torah and who help the communities of Klal Yisrael. That's why we're asking Hashem right here, after these groups, Va'aleinu, that Hashem should arouse His mercy also on us. Okay, then we start, V'sein Sachar Toiv L'chol HaBoitchim M'shimcha B'emes. What does that mean? Sein Sachar Toiv, Hashem should give good reward L'chol HaBoitchim B'shimcha B'emes, to all those who trust in Hashem, in your name, B'emes, truthfully and sincerely. You should give them good reward. And what does that mean, you should give them good reward? The Pashup Shat we mean is the schar in the Olam Haba. Hashem should eventually give the schar, the deserving schar, to all those people who trusted, who believed in Hashem and trusted in Hashem all their days. So Hashem should give them sachar toiv. I saw an amazing pshat. It was mamish worth looking around all the Mefarshei HaTfila just to see such an interesting insight that I saw in a sefer of Reb David Cohen from Brooklyn, my father's Rebbe. So Reb David Cohen has a sefer Masas Kapai on Tfila, and he brings there that he heard in the name of the Radzina Rebbe, one of the Rebbes, the Radzina Rebbe, that he said like this, what's the sachar toiv, good reward? Every reward is good reward. He said it could be the reward that we're mentioning over here. He said, did you ever wonder, amazing thing, in Shemana Esri we have all these bakashas. You never find a bakasha for something that seems so important. Davening for children. Everyone wants to have children. There's some people who can't have children for many years. Why in Shemana Esri is there no mention that we ask Hashem, please give us Zera Shel Tayama, please give us children? So he says it could be there's a remez to it right here. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, in Kuf Chav Zayin, pasuk Kimmel, it says, Hinei nachlas Hashem banim, sachar pri habatim. Sachar, reward is what? Pri habatim, the fruit of the womb. In other words, a person when he has children, that is sachar, that is reward, and that is the greatest reward. When someone is blessed with a child, sachar pri habatim. The pri habatim, when someone is blessed with a child, that is sachar, that is called schar, that is the greatest reward. So he says that could be merumas over here. The saint sachar toiv, give good reward. Of course, give all the deserving reward to anyone who's boteach b'Hashem. But specifically a remez to what the Torah calls sachar pri habatim, give them reward and give them the schus to have children. And anyone who knows people who don't have children and you want to have in mind for them in Shemana Esrei, in addition to davening beferish in the middle of Shema Keleinu, you could add your own tefillas, but it could be it's kedai based on this vart to think over here, v'sein sachar toiv l'chol ha'boitchem, included in that sachar toiv should be the sachar pri habatim and the schar of someone who doesn't have children, the schar to have children. And many people who don't have children, so they run to mekubalim and they run to do skulas and all that. And what we're asking Hashem is that Hashem should give this sachar toiv l'chol ha'boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. The best thing a person could do is to trust in Hashem be'emes, and eventually the schar will come. And we're making a tefillah on their behalf that Hashem should give them all the reward, and especially the good reward of sachar pri habatim, of having children, to all those people who fall into the category of boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. Now we add something very interesting. V'sim chalkenu imahem la'olam. And Hashem should put our lot, our portion, imahem, with those people, these big people who are called Baitchem Meshimcha Be'emes, la'olam, forever. So now what does this mean? The Arizal, in the Sefer Shara Kavanas, is ma'ira that this lashon is very, very strange. V'sim chalkenu imahem la'olam. Our chelik should be with them. What does that mean? We're not holding on the Madrega? We're not Baitchem Be'Hashem Be'emes? So then how could our portion be with them? Hashem is fair. Hashem is not going to give us schar if we don't deserve it. Elamai, it means if we do good, if we're tzaddikim and we do the right thing and we have bitachon b'Hashem, then Hashem should make us like them. So how can we ask Hashem for that? V'sim chalkenu imahem, if you're good, you have bechira, it's up to you. If you're good, so then you'll get the schar. If you're not good, Hashem is not going to give the schar. What's the idea? V'sim chalkenu imahem. And I saw in the Mefarshim, it's really in the Siddur that's called Beis Yaakov, It's a siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. I have it at home. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when he writes the tefillas, he writes his pirish on the tefillas. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says like this. He says, this is not a tefillah shav that we say, that Hashem should put our chelik with them. Obviously, we're not asking Hashem to give us the chelik of the schar of the good people if we're not holding by that. What we mean is that we're asking Hashem, shaniya kemoisam, that we should be zoicha to be like them. And even though Bechira is Biyad HaAdam, we could choose whether to be good or bad, whether to be Boitchim or not, but we always need Siyata Deshmaya. We always need Siyata Deshmaya. We're asking Hashem, please give us Siyata Deshmaya to be Oyla and Madregas and to reach the level of Boitchim B'Shimcha B'Emes, and then Memeila, our Chelek, our reward will be with them. And he brings the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, that the Gemara says that Yitzrei Shal Adam Misgaber Alav, the Yetzirah of a person is miskaber. He tries to overpower a person every day. Mavakish lahamisa. He wants to do things to tempt him to do things that's going to kill him. And what does the Gemara say? The ulmalei shahakadosh baruch hu oizeloi. If not for the fact that Hashem helps him, ein yocheloi. It will be impossible to withstand the temptations of the Yetzirah on our own. We need Hashem's help. So Zachar B'Yaakov Emden, you see that Hashem helps us overcome the Yetzirah. On our own, we can't do it. So based on the Gemara, he says, that's the pshat here. Don't be not fair. Don't give us the schar if we don't deserve it. But help us deserve it. Help us have siyata d'shmaya to come to the high madrigas. I mentioned in the shiurim on Birchas HaShachar, the Avodram really says this back then when it says that we ask Hashem every morning, right? What does that mean? You sit and learn. You'll be do the mitzvahs. How can we ask Hashem? So the Avodram says over there, afa pisha ha-toyva ha-ram esurim biyad ha-adam. Person could choose what to do. Hu mispala la-Hashem l'sayeyoy. He asks Hashem to help him to do good and to distance himself from bad. So in other words, there is such a concept like that in tefillah, that we ask Hashem to help us do good. Of course, ultimately, it's our choice, but we ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya, and that, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, is the pshat here as well. V'simcha keini mehem leilam, give us siyata d'shmaya to be like them, and then our schar will be like them forever. And we end off, v'loi nevoish, V'loi nevoish means that we will not suffer embarrassment. We will not be embarrassed at the end of days. Because we have trusted in you. Someone who trusts in Hashem, who comes to the Madrega of Boitchim Hashem, he's always going to be able to accept everything that Hashem throws his way. He'll be able to accept it. Ba'ava. He'll be able to continue doing the Ratzon Hashem. People who are lacking their bitachon have a lot of difficulty going through hard situations. But if a person is in the madrega of bitachon, then lo nevoish will never be embarrassed from our actions. We'll always make sure that we're doing the right thing. Ki v'cha batachnu, because we have come to the madrega of bitachon, where we have trusted in you. And here we're not going to get into the whole taich exactly, the gedder of bitachon, but I just want to say that the definition, the difference between bitachon and emunah, both are used together often. Emunah means belief, to believe something in your mind. Bitachon means trust. Trust, as they say, I once heard a great expression, that trust is belief translated into action. What does that mean? Belief is in your mind. When you trust, then your belief is translated into action. That means you live that way. You live everything. You're b'teich b'Hashem. Not just if someone gets you involved in a philosophical discussion, you say, I believe in one God. But then you believe that your hatzlacha comes from your own decisions, and you believe that your panasa comes from your boss. That's not bitachon. Bitachon means that a person trusts that really everything has a cheshbon, and everything comes from Hashem. There's a memra of the Ramban which says, Kol ha-b'teich ma'amin, anyone who's b'teich has emunah, but not everyone who has emunah has bitachon. And this is the pshat, because you could have emunah in your mind, but you don't necessarily have bitachon. You don't necessarily live with that trust. But anyone who lives with that bitachon, kol ha-boiteach ma'amin, anyone who has bitachon, he already obviously has the emunah. V'loi kol ha-ma'amin boiteach. That's why we have to understand that's what bitachon is. When we're trying to reach the level of bitachon, ki v'cha batachnu, so we have to trust, not just to believe it in our minds, but to trust that everything that goes on, every decision that we make, everything that comes our way, is all with the cheshbon from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And bitachon, as the Chazanish writes, Chazanish has a sefer called Emunah of Bitachon, and in the second parak he writes that he cautions that bitachon doesn't just mean that Hashem, you have trust that Hashem is going to answer all your tefillas. Hashem is going to do everything that you want. That's not necessarily bitachon. Bitachon means that you have trust that everything that Hashem does is with a cheshbon. And if Hashem does something that you don't want, that ultimately fits into His plan. That's ultimately going to be the best thing for you. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to ask for something, and because I have bitachon, so I have bitachon that Hashem is going to say that yes, whatever you want, I'll do. Hashem is not meshubah to answer our tefillahs because of our midas habitachon. The idea is that we have bitachon that everything that Hashem is going to do is ultimately for our good. And when we say at the end, v'loinei voish, we won't have busha. Ki v'cha batachnu, I think this is a raya to the pshat of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that we said before. When we're asking v'simcha keini mehem, doesn't mean give us reward like them, even though we're not holding on that madrega. No, what it means is help us reach the level of baitchim b'simcha b'ames. Then v'simcha keini mehem lo'ilam, v'loinei voish, we won't have busha. Why? Ki v'cha batachnu, because we ourselves have come to that madrega of true bitachon. Right? This was according to the other pshat, v'simcha keinu imahem, stam, give us their schar, even though we're not holding by it. So then what's kivacha batachnu? And that's what the Arizal says, it can't be, you can't have schar if you don't deserve it. So the tefillah is like this, v'sein sachar toiv, give a great reward, l'chol abaitchem b'shimcha be'emes, to the people who truly believe in Hashem and trust Hashem. V'simcha keinu imahem lo'aylam. And give us the Yata Deshmaya to reach their Madrego also. For Lo Yinei Voish, then ultimately we won't be embarrassed. Ki V'cha Batachnu, because we ourselves have come to that Madrego of Bitachon. And then the Chasim of the Bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem, Mish'on U'Mivtach LaTzadikim. Hashem is a Mish'on and a Mivtach for Tzadikim. What are these two things? So Mish'on usually means something that we lean on. In Hebrew, a Mish'enis is a cane. Cane that you walk on, that you lean on. So what we say is Hashem is something that the tzaddikim can lean on, like a cane or a crutch for the tzaddikim. That's mishon, that the tzaddikim can lean on Hashem. U'mivtach, and He is the assurance of tzaddikim that they trust in Him and they know that they could ultimately trust Hashem for everything. That's mishon u'mivtach. So a nice pshat in the Sidur Hagra, the son of the Gra, Rabbeinu Avram ben Agra, has a pirush called Avne Elio. And in the Avnei Elio, he writes there, what's these two shinis, Mishan u'Mivtach la'Tzadikim? So he says a beautiful pshat, that Mivtach means that we have bitachon that at the end everything will be good. Even if we don't understand it, and we didn't necessarily ask for it. But Mivtach, we have bitachon that everything will be good. However, along the way, there are many times bumps in the road. Sometimes a tzaddik, or anyone who's going up in Madregas, he runs into a lot of trouble, and sometimes even suffering that he goes through life. So who's going to help him? Who's going to carry him through? Who's going to help him persevere till he gets to that bitachon where he sees that everything is going to be good? So that's the level of mishon. Mishon that you could lean on Hashem, like Hashem is the cane, Hashem is the crutch that helps a person along on the derech until he gets to mivtach. So Baruch Ata Hashem, mishon u'mivtach la'tzadikim. They both mean similar things, that the tzaddik can lean on Hashem, but mishon u'mivtach is the gradual process that Hashem carries him through. He's like the cane and the crutch that the tzaddik can go through all his troublesome times in life, and then eventually mivtach, then eventually he'll have that bitachon, and he'll see that everything was with a master plan, and everything was exactly according to that plan, and everything was ultimately good for him. It's important to stress over here the advantage and the importance of the midas habitachon when somebody davens. Like we mentioned before, if somebody really believes that his hatzlacha is based on his own education and his own decisions that he makes in life, and his parnasa depends on his boss, so then when he comes to daven shemoneh esrei and he davens for parnasa and he davens for all these things, it's very hard to daven b'chol alev, because you don't really think that it's all b'yad Hashem. You think that it's b'yad Hashem and other factors in life as well. And a person davens here for the midas habitachon, v'simchal keini mehem, that we should reach the midas habitachon. That's something that's so important in our avodas hatfila, in addition to our in general avodas Hashem in life. And that's what we're saying over here, that the tzaddikim are holding by this. They don't just have the emunah in their mind, but they have the bitachon and they live with it. And that's what we're asking here, v'simchal keini mehem lo'aylam, that we should be zeicha to have the siyata d'shmaya to reach that madrega, to be considered baitchem b'shimcha be'emes. And this will have an effect in a very positive and a very tangible way on the way a person davens, and in general on the way we lead our lives.